so small businesses can thrive. That's Africanacity. Apps as an authorized FSP and a registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
Tweet Faith. At Faith Malope and hashtag Power Lunch.
That is indeed the hashtag. A shot saying that Ish Faith, it's tough. Single parent, two kids in varsity. I don't qualify for anything. No NAFSAs, no student loans. The new democracy, the new dawning is very heavy on me. Evidence Madon saying that I don't think you sending someone to do your groceries anything to do with the rising cost of living. Women in general are reluctant to spend their own money. I do spend my money. It's just that I can't deal with the till. The heartache is from spending your own money. I'm kidding. The cost of living has increased exorbitantly, hasn't it? It really has. Ms. Lesoho T saying your guest is spot on with the so-called middle class. D. Lerato Moleto Heidi saying that gooby 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 rasalakadi frequency numbers ka day five. Bo 102, 102.7. Man's not hot. Hi, Faith. At least some people can save a little from what they get from their salaries. Us, after day five of being paid, we get left with a taxi fare till the next payday, and the budget speech changes may affect me even more. And I wonder, how long does it take, or how many days does it take for your salary to reach, as to D's point, frequency numbers? Is it 5 days? Is it 2 days? Is it the day after payday? How long does it actually take for an entire budget, your salary, to actually diminish to the hundreds? 0861-987-000. Victims Insurance, hi.
Hi, Faith. How are you?
Very well, thanks to you. Ooh, you're breathing heavily there.
Hey, Faith, you know what? This is the blatant truth. I mean, the situation is bad. It's very bad. The answer to your question is, after the deduction, with a family relying on one salary, you're left with nothing. And it takes a day after the salary day to go to those numbers.
So, Kadi one, basically, it's over.
Bona, it's over, Faith. I mean, it's funny, we were talking last night with my wife that, remember, we used to buy bulk groceries back then. At least we will have surplus. Now, Faith, your fridge is empty through and through. You buy as you need. The basics like bread, milk, butter, and, you know, rolls for kids for lunch. That's what you buy in the house. We don't even know, like, how we're surviving. I believe when they're saying the grace of God, really, we're surviving by the grace. I'm a living proof of that. Yeah. I'm a living proof of that. It's bad. I mean, even this thing of going to do your own thing, your own business, I'm trying as well, trying to do my own business. I'm into transport industry, but it's not happening, Faith. With the petrol so high, it's not happening.
I hear you. And thank you so much for sharing, Victor, and for just telling us about what's going on in the realities of our families. But, and it's a question I'd like us to unpack, even after 1:30, is by the end of the month, how much are you left with? How much are these things costing you? Mzwanele Twanti, thank you so much for adding insight into our conversation. Economist as well as lecturer at UNISA, Gerald Monabira, certified financial planner and author. It's 1:30. Let's get your latest now in Power News with Katlego Legodi.
Thanks, Faith. Good afternoon.